Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people. False teachers. There are churches, their pastors are false. Prophet there is pastor, leaders of the church, people who preach and say God to say. Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who prevalently shall bring in damnable heresy. Somebody shout damnable heresy. Say very well. Very loud, say it. Not just heresy, but they are damnable. Even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. The emphasis there, praise the Lord, is the damnable heresies. Damnable heresies. Seducing spirits. Praise the Lord. They will seduce. What is it to seduce? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. To seduce is a man that has a husband. A woman that has a husband. You hear something that will make that woman, the woman will hear something that will make her live untrue to her husband. That thing that she is hearing is a seducing spirit trying to seduce her. Like serpent seduced Eve. The church of Jesus Christ is also being seduced so that they will not live true to the bridegroom. And that is achieved by damnable heresies. Damnable heresies. Praise the Lord. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2. That is where you see those damnable heresies that Apostle Paul was warning us of. Hallelujah. Heresies. Seducing spirits. Apostle Paul called it seducing spirits. Apostle Peter called it damnable heresies. Amen. And they do that. And there are five groups of people that are planted in the church to achieve that. Their master is Satan. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, if you read it from verse 13-14, where he says that Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light, and that no marvel if his ministers, Satan also has ministers, will disguise themselves as angels of light. Disguise. They disguise. They come there and hide and act like messengers of Jesus. Meanwhile, they are messengers of Satan. And their messages are damnable heresies. They are messages that deny the power. From such, he said, turn away. From such, turn away. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because, number one, the first group, they are those who deny gifts in the church. I said there are five of them. Number one, have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. Any church, any pastor that denies operation of the gifts, you fall within this category. Get out from that church. I went to attend one church, Kokin Church, in Akwanga. Some thanksgiving of a relation. And the man there was busy preaching. His office is called the Very Reverend. And he was busy because there were some Pentecostal churches that were coming up in the town and attracting people there. They are doing miracles, healings, and causing a lot of attraction. And people are beginning to leave their church to that place. And then he said that, I am warning you, don't go there. He said, they said they heal. He said, don't they know where there are hospitals? Sick people, full hospital. Why are they not going there? Why are they coming there? They are after your soul. Don't go there. and they are there preaching that the days of miracle, they are gone. But my Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, if you read it, verse 39 and verse 40, Apostle Paul emphasized that we should convert to prophesy and forbid not to speak in tongue. Apostle Paul taught also. I'm telling you this thing, even within the entire message, it is worse in the followings of the ministry of William Branham. I know of a church that you dare not speak in tongue. You speak in tongue, the pastor, that Pastor Thomas' former church. Amen. If you speak in tongue, he said, take that thing out, take that thing out. They will grab you like this and fling you outside the auditorium. Speaking in tongue. Amen. They teach that nobody can prophesy again. The only thought said the Lord came through with Abraham. Nobody can prophesy again. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. So there, no operation of the gifts. The gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. They will quote Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8, but deny 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then the manifestations of the Spirit, nine spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, they deny it. They have a form of godliness. They deny the power thereof. From them, withdraw yourself. That's what the Bible says. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, he says, desire spiritual gifts. Desire it. Desire it. Nothing wrong about you wanting to be a prophet, wanting to be an evangelist, wanting to be any, to see vision. Nothing wrong with it. To heal the sick, desire it. And every church must desire it. That's why he told Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, that you should stir up the gift of God that is in thee. Stir it up. Don't let anybody quench the Spirit. Don't quench the Spirit. Anywhere you have a gift and they will not allow you to operate it, for any reason they give you, withdraw yourself from that church. It is not the church of Jesus Christ. They are the ones Paul was referring to. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Number two, those who deny evangelism. And it is more in the inter-message churches. Ministry, those who follow the ministry of William Branham, that's why we don't know about the ministry of William Branham. They believe that those that will be saved will be saved. One of them is in Shomolu. John Ministry. They believe that all those that will be saved will be saved. Why are you going to go? That's denominational spirit. That's denominational spirit. To go out and evangelize. That's denominational spirit. He used big grammar. Big grammar. And said it is a gleaning period. To glean there, that is the harvest is over. So it is just the small one they left. Just small one everywhere. There is no mighty revival again. Don't forget what is happening in Bride Assembly there. That what they are doing there, it's not evangelism. It's not evangelism. They are gathering tears. They are gathering tears. They stay like that. And he has fine English to support it. From such, run away. Because my God told me, you cannot light a candle and put it under a bushel. If you have a light, then go out and shine it. It's because they know they don't have a light. They have nothing they can say that anybody can hear them. So they hide under it. If you are there, run away from them. Praise the Lord. They don't even have signboard. The church at Ebutemeta, signboard they don't have. To put signboard outside, until the neighbors are saying, whether the secret thing that they do inside. They see cars with power. People will enter and come out. What did they do there? And the church is soundproof. So you can't even hear begging outside. Fully air conditioned and soundproof. No signboard. those who be saved, God will save them. From such, run away. Hallelujah. Number three. Another group that denies the worship of God with instruments. Hey. There is even one church near us. Amen. Even Catholic Church, they have started worshiping the Pentecostal way. They tell you you will lose your sanctification. Deeper Life is one of them. Just, you know, don't shake too much because you will lose your sanctification. That is how David was worshiping Abi. And God looked at him and said, "This is a man after my heart." Hallelujah. It was like this he was doing when his wrapper fell down. And Michal saw him and laughed. And they told Michal again, when Michal was being snobbish, he said, "I will do even more than before. Watch and see." Don't want people to express when the Bible tells us in the Psalms, several where, to use all the instruments, the substance, the whatever it is. Listen, church, the fact that they are using guitar and this drum in a nightclub does not mean that we cannot use it also in a church. After all, the piano where they use for that in a church, then they use them for nightclub. The microphone where they use there, then they use them for nightclub. It's just nothing but a group of people to deny God his true worship. Nothing like that. The mental message churches will not allow choir. No. That is denomination. From such, run away. Number four. They deny prayers. No prayer program. They designed it in such a way that no prayer. I was saying during the Navigi that there is a church that my brother from Benin told me when we say fasting at the Navigi, and he was standing. Enter message, oh. He said, hey, does he remember which year they had vigil last? So when he came here every week, vigil in this church, he said, ah, is he in the message? They use his brain and turn it. Praise the Lord. Any church that downplays prayer, they are denying God walking among his people. From such, run away. Number five. I've spoken about that one before. Come anyhow. It doesn't matter churches. Any church that does not believe in holiness that is demonstrated also with the outward appearance is nothing but a worldly church. Any church that allows women to wear trousers and Christians, the Bible calls it abomination. It's not the church of Jesus Christ. Hear me, yes, I say it. You are not the church of Jesus Christ if your church they wear trousers. You have respect for men more than women. Authorities, if you have appointment with the governor, will you dress like that and go there? Then, even if you are looking for a job, will you dress like that and go for a job? Then when you are coming before he who must be worshipped, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the omnipotent God, the one that seated in glory, angels cannot behold his face. We are angels, tread carefully. 24 hours, holy, 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 holy. For without holiness, no man can see God. You come anyhow before him. It's a damnable heresy, any such teaching. It will not be your portion. Come out of her, my people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 5 and 9, it speaks about another group that says they are ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Why? Because they only have a form of godliness. God is not there. The power to show them the truth The spirit of revelation is not in their midst. Therefore, you open Bible. Bible says this expression that they will never see it. From such, turn away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. One other group that the Bible says we should run away from is what we have spoken before. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 5, those that teach that godliness is gain. Gain is godliness. That is, if you are prospering, it means God is with you. So they set up a ministry around prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. And they know nothing beyond that. Church, and the Bible says, from such, turn away. Withdraw yourself. Withdraw yourself from all those. Instead of pointing you to heaven, they point you to earthly prosperity. It is prosperity of the soul first, and other prosperities will follow. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That is what the Bible teaches. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Withdraw thyself from any such group of people. Why? Because they are seducing spirits. Why? Because they are preaching another Jesus. It's another Jesus that they are preaching. The Jesus we know, hallelujah, teaches contrary. And we have the apostles for our example. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Can we read it? 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 up to verse 6. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Take note, underline it, that is truth. Watch all around you. Watch all around you. You will see them. I said something during the night vigil. I said something that I have taught the people in this church to be careful about the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. To be careful about speaking against any anointing that is going on anywhere. In the name of the Lord. But I say, I am a very curious person, a student of anointing that flows about. Because I'm pastoring a church that's full of anointing. I say, there is an anointing that has suddenly crept up in Christianity, and particularly in this part of the world. I say, it started with T.B. Joshua. Then I saw it in Chimokereke. Now I'm seeing it in Mercyland. Somewhere, is it Owori or so? There is somebody also in Cameroon through their channels that I have come across. Listen, church. Why I say I am curious is you have problem. They tell you, come out. What are you looking for? Nothing is working for you. They design you, they give you prophecy, they design you. They tell you the spirit that is worrying you. Then after that, they remove microphone. Church. It's a wonderful anointing, isn't it? Are you ready? Take it. The next thing, yes. And something is going on. Church, I have tried to trace that. I cannot find it in the scripture or resemblance of it. Why I say so is this. It's not everything that must be in the Bible, but there will be something that links it to the Bible. Why I say so is, we are given a name, in words or in deeds. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17. Whatever you do, in which name should you do it? In the name of Jesus, we cast out devils. We lay hand upon the sick. We pray in that name. But these people, after they have told you your problem, we don't hear anything they say again. The next thing is, whatever you are saying, which name are you using? We don't hear them. I am worried. We want to hear the name. We want to hear the name. Which name are you using? Which name are you calling? Which God are you calling upon? Which power are you using? Be careful. And why I am worried is, none of those people exhibiting this kind of power is saying anything that can convert that person they have delivered. None of them is saying anything that will glorify God. None of them is teaching anybody that they can have what they also have. Hallelujah. He called them actors. Praise the Lord. They are more than actors, because we are talking about people playing with the destinies of children of God. And people are gullible. Anywhere they see power, they rush there. And remember Matthew 24 verse 24. That spirit will be so close to the real thing that if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. And that is why, the elect of God, we are teaching you these things. Today, I understand what they are doing. I will come and correct myself. But for now, they have a lot to prove to me. I don't hear of water baptism. I don't hear of holiness preaching. The person giving testimony after you fall down, after you descend, is with painted face, wearing trousers, dressing anyhow, as he comes, that's where he goes, testifying that he has met with the Lord Jesus. You have not met with the Lord Jesus. You met with that pastor. Nobody meets with Jesus Christ and remains the same. From such, withdraw yourself. Withdraw yourself. I'm talking to the whole world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because we have two groups of people in the church, like I said earlier. Two spirits, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We have sheep and we have goats. We have Christ and we have Antichrist. Amen. That's why he said, test all spirits, because not all Christians are of Christ. Conclusion, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. That is the end of time. And as I have heard, as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Who are the us? The disciples, the apostles. But you have an unction, pride of Jesus Christ, from the Holy One, and you know all things. I am not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. The emphasis is the Christ. He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which you have had from the beginning. If that which you have had from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, seducing spirits. But anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Chapter 3, verse 1. Continuation. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Verse 3. Everyone, can we confess verse 3? Every one of us, shall we go? Let's say it again. And every man that had this hope in him purified himself, even as he, Jesus, is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgressed also the law. For sin is a transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abided in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. You can't know him and live in sin. Verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. I repeat, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he, Jesus Christ, is righteous. Verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. For his sin, God's seed, his seed remained in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. This is how you know the difference between the children of the devil and the children of God. This is it. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. Come out of them, my people, and don't be partaker of their abominations, says the Lord. That is the message. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads a little bit. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth now soundless clear. Lift in my heart the wonderful King. I shall all clouds and set me free. Oh, silently now I wait. If God doesn't love you, he won't let you hear what you are hearing now. Maybe you have been careless. You don't even understand the grace of God that has brought you so far. love them all. Let me know them all. Lay your prayer, be Lord, prepare me a sanctuary.
Your anointing,
try and
abuse, meet and be as good as we are
living. Be your prayer. You don't know God in one day. It's progressively, progressively. You don't mature in one day. It's progressively. As you continue to hear the word of God, the things of the kingdom become better and better and better and better for you. Carnalities begin to drop by themselves. Careless Christian living begin to draw by themselves. That is what Christianity is all about. That's why we come to church like this. That's why we listen to sermons. The washing of the water by the word. Your eyes of understanding get clearer, clearer, open wider, wider. Lord, let me know your will. Let me not walk in darkness. Let me not walk in error. I don't want to be a religious person. Let me not deny your power in any way. This is my earnest cry. Oh, this is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh, Lord,
this is my earnest desire.
This is my earnest cry. Has not come yet. It's long suffering towards us, according to Peter. It's so that none of us will perish. It's giving you time to repent. Make that decision. One of these days, these things that we are saying will be real. Why will you come around a power that can change you to a better person and refuse that power again to walk in you by your attitude? You are following Antichrist and you are thinking you are following Christ. That's what we're trying to do. Bring you back to Christ. Bring you back. We want to deliver you from the hands of Antichrist. There are many, many, many. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord establish you in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord establish you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are happy with the Lord today, can you clap your hands for him? Amen.